I'll tell you what we do here at 1116 SEM. When someone joins the commentary team, Moons, we give them a free trip to the US, all expenses paid.
Mine must be still coming.
Business class. Nick Dalsano joins SEM in 2017, and he's over in the States at the moment, the NAB AFL Academy in America for a two-week high-performance training camp, and he joins us. Nick, good morning. Happy Australia Day to you, mate.
Good morning, boys. Happy Australia Day.
How is it over there?
It's very nice. It's about coming up to 1 o'clock. It's been a very nice day. We've just finished training at UCLA with the boys, their last training session of this trip, and it's about low 20 degrees, sun's out, beautiful day.
Oh, beautiful.
Tell us a little bit about the trip at the moment, Dale. I mean, here you spoke with, was it Jerry Angelo, who was obviously the general manager of the Chicago Bears?
Yep, that's right. We've been very fortunate to meet a lot of guys that are involved in NFL. Been to a few sporting events, got to meet Matty Dellavedova. So we've been enjoying ourselves at night. It's a really good opportunity for the boys to see other parts of the world, other professional people. But more importantly, they've had a really solid training for about 2 weeks. So it was their last one this morning, so they've got an opportunity just to relax before we head back to Melbourne tomorrow.
What about the great Matty Dellavedova? Have you spoken to him yet, or is that on the cards today?
No, we saw him. We went to a Bucks game. We were fortunate enough to, the Bucks played Orlando Magic last week, and he came and met with us after the game and spoke to the boys. Obviously, they were thrilled to see someone of his calibre after just getting off the court. And they were, unfortunately, they didn't play very well. They had a bad loss. But no, he was fantastic. Came and spoke to the boys, and it was nice for them to meet him.
What's it like for you, Dale, straight out of the game and around with these kids? Give us a bit of a comparison to when you were actually around that age. How far has it come in terms of professionalism?
Yeah, they're definitely more educated. They're very advanced in understanding of the game, their skill level, and just all around professionalism, I think. I think the different state levels that they play at and even their club levels are at a different stage now from 15-odd years ago when I started, recovery. Different tactics and strategies within the game. So they're more advanced, that's for sure. And this particular 36 guys that we've got with us at the moment are very fortunate and privileged to be in another situation where they get to experience another country, another culture, and just get more learnings that they can take into their own football.
And tell us about what they actually get out of this camp, because I was talking to someone from the AFL earlier in the year talking about that a lot of the sports, cricket, basketball, they do a lot of these camps. So everyone, as soon as we talk about camp to the US, everyone thinks junket and all that sort of stuff. But these are pretty regular in these elite sports, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the main thing about these camps is for these boys to train. They come away. In a professional environment. We were based out of Florida for just over a week at the IMG Training Academy. And if anyone doesn't know what that is, that's from all the best athletes from around the world in high school age, come from all around the world to go to this training facility. So it's got immaculate conditions for golf. They're huge into golf, pretty much all sports. So for these boys to be able to go there, live like a professional athlete for just over a week, that's ultimately the most important thing to these guys, for our 36 kids. And then on top of that, they get life experiences about, travelling. They get education. We have little sessions for them, in different areas of football, but also life. So it's an all-around, it's a really holistic way for these guys to get more experience than probably anyone else at their age.
What about yourself, Nick? I mean, obviously finishing up footy at the end of last year, you keep in football with doing this role. You're working here at SEN.
Yeah.
How is life after footy?
Yep. Been pretty cruisy so far, mate, to be honest with you. I had a little bit of time off, and I've got a young son, got one on the way, so the most important thing was to be able to spend a bit of time with them. But one thing that I've always loved is obviously football and the skills, so I'm heavily involved with the boys kicking and skill acquisition, so I've really enjoyed that over the last couple of weeks. We had a camp with these guys late last year in December. We went to Darwin for a week as well to train, so it's been a pretty good transition so far. Really enjoyed my time here.
Nick Dalsano has joined us. Nick, give us a couple of names. I know you don't want to put pressure on the kids, but we all, thinking ahead to the draft later on this year in November. Just give us a couple of names to keep an eye on this year.
Oh, there's out of the 36, they're all highly talented, so it is difficult to separate. And the one I'm really impressed with at the moment is a young kid called Darcy Fogarty out of South Australia. He's a solidly built kid. He's got immaculate skills, understands the game. He's about probably 190-odd centimetres. Can play key position or, a third tall, but also can go into the midfield. So he's one that's probably caught my eye, along with many others, but there's one for you.
And this is Australia Day. We were just talking a little earlier before about going over to the US when you're an Aussie.
Yeah.
Tell us about that because
Moons
was just telling me a few stories on footy trips. You know, you could actually tell Americans anything. They're pretty gullible that you ride kangaroos and you look after koalas and all that sort of stuff. Do they actually are they quite inquisitive about the Aussies over there, Nick?
They're definitely interested in talking to you, but they have no idea where it is and what we actually do over there. So the worst thing you can try and do is explain Aussie rules to them. Some of them have heard about it. They think we're crazy because we don't wear any pads or any helmets, so that's a tick. But no, the rest of the time we ride kangaroos, we all look like Crocodile Dundee, and all they know is we're a long way away and they don't want to go there because it's a too long a flight.
It is crazy when you do get over there. They don't know. Some of them don't know where Australia actually is on the map.
They think it's Austria sometime. Austria. Now, just in terms of your commentary, Nick, we're looking forward to it. You'll be working Sundays on 11:16 SEN. What sort of commentator are you going to be? Are you going to spray a few blokes like Moons? Are you going to be, because you've just come out of the game, are you going to be a little tentative about getting into some guys?
Yeah, a hell of a lot more insightful. Than
a bit insightful. What's your style, Dal?
Yeah, I think insightful is the first one that you want to be, but I definitely don't want to be one of those guys that was that sort of picks guys out and finds all the negatives in them. I mean, it's a negative game at times as it is as a player, and there's a lot of work that's... and we're just about to have a crash. Sorry, guys, we're just on the 101. Just about to have a crash.
Oh, no.
Oh, Mark Allen style.
In the driver's seat. And I don't think he's ever driven here, but...
no.
Well, I actually just hang for a second there.
There's trouble. He's in Barney Rubble.
Where'd you go?
He's the worst driver. I apologise. But no, insightful is obviously the first thing. Recently out of the game, you want to be able to give a different perspective on the way that the game is played. And then apart from that, you just don't want to be too negative. I mean, it's difficult at the time. And as a player, you know how hard the game is. That's one thing I never want to forget. But, there's times that you need to be a little bit light-hearted. And I just hope I just bring a different angle and a bit of variety, that's for sure.
And Del, the party pies and sausage rolls. Now, this has been a pitfall for Mooney.
Get ready for it, Nick. Put on 3 or 4 kilos.
Three or four kilos
early.
Over the winter. Are you scones, all that sort of stuff? Are you ready for all that?
I'm a pastry man. I'm a party pies and sausage roll man. So and diet coke.
Tip now, pack a lunch so you don't have to eat it.
Dal,
I look forward to it. That's the stuff I look forward to.
We're looking forward to you being part of the team in 2017, mate. And just be safe out there because it sounds like you're in a bit of trouble there on the highway.
Yeah, I'm in the passenger seat, so I'm seeing it all coming as well.
You stay safe. Thanks for joining us, mate. Happy Australia Day.
Thanks a lot, guys. Yeah, have a great day.
Good stuff. Nick Dal Sander over there.